This chazar is a chenish mas habacha yecheskel shaga ben Avram Yehuda. Sech the brachas daf yud tes. Rishu ben Levi said there are 24 places that we find bezin putting someone into cherim for kavod harav, and all of them can be found in Mishnayos. Rabbi Elazar said he searched and only found three in Mishnayos. One in a Mishnah that someone spoke not properly about Shmaya Naftalian. One where Elazar ben Chanoich did not treat properly the Rabbanon requirement of Netilas Yudayim. And the third is when someone acts not properly, with not proper Derech Eretz towards Hashem, like we see by Choni Hamagel, that they told him, if you were not Choni Hamagel, we would have put you in Cherem. So you see such a person belongs in Cherem. Gemara asks, why was Rabbi Elazar only able to find three? We find other cases as well. We find the case of Tudus Ishroimi, who would roast a complete animal, a goat, on the evening of Pesach, like, and it looked like the carbon Pesach, which the Rabbanim were not happy about, to the point that Shimon Shatach told him, if you were not Tudus, I would put you in Cherem, because it looks like you're eating Kachem B'chutz. Mori said, that's the Braisa, not a Mishnah. Mori asked, there is a case in a Mishnah where Rabbi Eliezer argued with the Chachamim vehemently about an oven that broke and was put back together with sand. Rabbi Eliezer said it's Tahar, and the Rabbanim said it's Tomei, to the point that a Braisa said that the Chachamim said that anything that was used, any Taharis that were used with that oven now became Tomei, and they burnt it in front of Rabbi Eliezer, and they ended up putting him in Cherem. The Gemara says, but what we are told that they put him in Cherem was only in a Braisa, not in the earlier part in the Mishnah, and therefore it's not counted towards this total of 24. If so, where are the other 21 places? The Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon Levi was medama milsa la milsa. He said, well, if you got someone put in Cherem over here, then they would have been put in Cherem in other places, which are similar. That's why he was able to find 24 places. Rabbi Lozer was not medama milsa la milsa, and that's why he only found three. Mishnah said, noise amita v'chilufeyim. A braisa says that we don't take out a mace to be buried near the time of Kriya Shema, but if they did begin to take out the mace, they don't stop for Kriya Shema. And although Rav Yosef was taken out after he died, he was taken out close to Kriya Shema, he is an Adam Choshev, and that's different. The Mishnah said, shalafnei amita v'shalachar amita. Braisa says if people are listening to a hesped and the mace is there, they should slip out one by one to say Kriya Shema. If the mace is not there, they just say Kriya Shema, and the ovel just remains quiet. When they get up to Daven Shemoneh Esrei, the oval should then be matzdik olavas hadin. Mishnah said, kavruas hameis v'chazru. The Mishnah seems to say that only if you can finish the entire Shema do they even begin it. But if you can just finish one parak or one pasuk, you would not even begin to say the Shema at all. But a braisa seems to say that even if you can finish one parak or one pasuk, you would begin to say the Shema at that time, as long as it can be finished, that parak or pasuk, before they're reached in the Shura. Morris says our Mishnah actually means that if they should begin, as long as they can finish either the entire thing or even one parak or even one pasuk. Mishnah said ha'imdim bashura. Braisa says the shura that can see inside the circle where the oval is, they are potter from Kriya Shema, but the ones who can't are chayiv. Rabbi Yehuda says that the ones that come to be menachem the oval, they are potter, but the ones who just come to see the goings on with the burial are chayiv. Rabbi Yehuda Marav said if someone finds that he's wearing klayim, he must remove it, even if he's in the middle of the street and it's embarrassing, he still must remove the garment, because the pasuk says ein chachma v'ein tuna v'ein etz l'neged Hashem. If it's chilul Hashem, then we don't worry about kavod habrias. Abraisa says that if an oval on the way back from burying the mace decided to go down a tamei dika path, else covered for the oval, even if one of the people accompanying him are a kohen, he goes down that tamei dika path with him. Now that's usher for the kohen, and yet else covered abrius, we see that he's over alav. Rabbi Abba said that we're talking about over here a tumah derabbanon, a beis hapras, which is only tamei derabbanon, and therefore the kohen is not being over any real love. Another braisa says that Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadik, who was a kohen, said he would jump over the aroinos of mesim to go greet the Malchei Yisrael or any malachim, any kings, so that he should be able to honor a king. Now, how could he be over a lav and become tamei as a kohen for this kavod habrias? Gemara says, like Rava says, who said that when Rava says that if there's a tefach of space between the mace and the top of the aron, in truth the tumah does not go out of the box. And since most aroinas are like that, so really, minatayra, he can rely on the roiv, and it's not a problem. The rabbanon usually are geyser, but for kavod habrias, they were not geyser. Another braisa says that kavod habrias is so great that you can be doicha eloisa, say in the Torah. So you see clearly that for kavod habrias, we are doicha alav. Rav Bar Shiva in front of Kahana said the lav that you're allowed to be over is the lav of leisosor, which is how we learn that you have to listen to when the rabbanon make a gzera the rabbanon. So it's actually referring to be over the rabbanon. For that, the rabbanon allow for a kavod habrias. Another brisa regarding Hashavas Aveda says the pasuk says V'yisalam Tamehem, which teaches that if it's zaken uvein el fichvoidoi for kavod abrius, you don't have to go ahead and retrieve that lost item. You see that for kavod abrius, you don't have to do the mitzvah. Mar says that case is different because the pasuk teaches V'yisalam Tamehem, and we can't learn out from there to the case of shatnis because isur mimamayna lo yalfinon. Another brisa says that the pasuk ulachoisai teaches that even if someone's going to be makriv his carbon Pesach, he has to be metama for a mace mitzvah, which would prevent him from doing a mitzvah. We see that we don't do a mitzvah for kavod abrius, meaning if kavod abrius would stop us from doing the mitzvah, we choose kavod abrius over doing the mitzvah. That case is different because the pasuk says ulachoisai teaches us that we can't learn out from there for shatnis because that case is a case of sheval tasa. The case of shatnis is not a sheval tasa. He's actively being over shatnis, and that's why we can't learn out to there.